And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
Hymn singing by church congregations indoors could be allowed again by late June, the government minister who oversees faith has told The Telegraph. Lord Greenhalgh said he was eager to see the restrictions eased when it was safe to do so, and pinpointed June the 21st as the earliest possible date for that to happen. Communal singing indoors at church is currently not allowed under government guidance, with an exception for a handful of singers if it is an essential act of worship. Lord Greenhalgh said of the June 21st date, "I'm very hopeful then that we will be able to return to singing. It is, of course, quite strange to go through a service and not be able to sing. It's an integral part of worship, really." Under the current rules, one option remained open for communal singing on Easter Sunday and the weeks to come, to hold services outside. And this is what Christ Lutheran Church in Petswood did. The remarks were made as Lord Greenhalgh granted The Telegraph a rare interview, with a flurry of major religious celebrations happening in spring, including Easter, Passover and Eid. Religious institutions have faced a deeply challenging time over the last year, with the COVID pandemic closing doors and curtailing mass gatherings for worship. Lord Greenhalgh, once the London Deputy Mayor for Policing and Crime under Boris Johnson before being made a peer and a minister last year, has personal experience of the hardships of lockdown. Just after he took up the ministerial post, his mother, Karen Greenhalgh, died aged 82 in April after catching COVID, meaning the family had to mark her passing under tight restrictions. With the pandemic surging and the country in lockdown, only a handful of family members were allowed to attend the burial at a cemetery near Charing Cross Hospital in London. His father, the vascular surgeon Professor Roger Greenhalgh, aged 80, was almost not allowed to attend given that he was in the vulnerable groups being urged to shelter, but the rules changed just beforehand. "I think it was just my father, my sister and myself and the family, that was it. So it was very small. It was very touching in the sense that we could celebrate her life finally and try to be positive," Lord Greenhalgh said. "But of course the only way you can communicate to the people, my mother touched a lot of lives, is to write to them, and a lot of them would have liked to have been there. The family members present could not even hug each other. We had to be socially distanced. We were two separate households," Lord Greenhalgh said. "At a funeral, you want to embrace people who have lost and share your grief, but we were maintaining our bubbles." Lord Greenhalgh, a Catholic, expressed hope that in the coming months, worship of all varieties could be more closely resemble the way it was before the pandemic. He predicted that some of the online faith services that have sprung up during the last year will continue in the future, but he said he valued attending in person. "I have participated in them, but I prefer being there, to be honest with you," he said on online church services. "My personal view is that nothing beats being in a place of worship and praying and just having that time to think about all the things that you want to think about, as well as participating in a structured service." Lord Greenhalgh urged caution on using so-called COVID passports, checks for a COVID jab, negative test or antibodies in a church setting. "The government is exploring COVID certification more widely and has yet to rule it out for churches." He said, "My personal view is that we have the guidelines to keep people safe and we have advice on the cleaning that needs to happen, the social distancing that needs to happen. I think showing a passport to enter a church, it seems an anathema, to be honest with you." Places of worship have been kept open during the latest lockdown, something that was not the case in the original one last spring, which government figures are quick to note. But communal worship remains very constrained. Some Catholic services do not serve wine during communion and cannot have holy water by the door. "I'm sure our creative mindsets will find ways of returning to normal," Lord Greenhalgh said in an apparent call for innovation, while saying the risk during the pandemic must be recognised. He also expressed the hope that weddings with many attendees will be allowed this summer, but stressed that uncertainty about future government guidance remains. "So the earliest possible date is June the 21st, but that's not a guarantee. I can't make that guarantee," he said, "of when weddings with large attendances would be allowed. Even after June the 21st, some form of social distancing guidance is likely to remain. Just because we've removed the legal limits on gatherings, people just have to be cognizant of the impact of that on whatever they're planning." Worshippers reacted with anger after police brutally ordered them out of a Good Friday service and threatened them each with a £200 fine for breaching COVID restrictions. Officers shut down the service at Christ the King Polish Church in Balham, South London, telling those assembled inside that they were breaking the law. Footage showed officers interrupting the liturgy of the Lord's Passion at around 6 p.m. on Friday, with one film telling parishioners that the gathering was unfortunately unlawful under the coronavirus regulations. He added, "You are not allowed to meet inside with this many people under law. At this moment in time, you need to go home. Failure to comply with this direction to leave and go to your home address ultimately could lead you to be fined £200, or if you fail to give your details, to you being arrested." The officer added, "It's Good Friday, and I appreciate you would like to worship, but this gathering is unlawful." Christ the King Church condemned the Metropolitan Police operation, accusing officers of having brutally exceeded their powers by issuing their warrant for no good reason because all government requirements were met. It said it had informed the superiors of the Polish Catholic mission in England and Wales about the incident, adding, "We regret that the rights of the faithful have been wronged on such an important day for every believer and that our worship has been profaned." The church argued that the latest government guidelines for Lent, Holy Week and Easter allow services to take place with the participation of the faithful, provided sanitary and distancing measures were put in place. The latest coronavirus guidance for England states that communal worship can be attended by as many people as the place of worship can safely accommodate, but that worshippers should maintain social distancing from anyone not from their own household or support bubble. Scotland Yard said that officers have been called to report of crowds of people queuing outside a church in Balham High Road and that officers engaged with the priest outside the church. The Metropolitan Police said in a statement, "Officers attended and found that a large number of people were inside the church. Some people were not wearing masks and those present were clearly not socially distanced. Officers made the decision that it was not safe for that particular venue to continue. Understanding the sensitivity of the situation, they were invited inside to address the congregation. No fixed penalty notices were issued." It added, "This is one of a series of numerous events taking place at the church over the Easter period. We are engaging with church authorities today and will continue to do so in coming days." Dr. Rosina Allen-Khan, MP for Tooting, said she was deeply disturbed by the disbanding of the service, adding, "Being of Polish heritage, I understand the sanctity of this day. No doubt this was deeply distressing." She said police were working with the local community, with church services resumed on Saturday, and urged people to continue following COVID guidelines. A religious satellite TV channel has been fined £125,000 after it aired claims that the coronavirus vaccine was a sinister way of administering nanochips to control people. Loveworld's 29-hour programme, The Global Day of Prayer, breached broadcasting rules by presenting the potentially harmful claims about COVID, an Ofcom investigation found. It is the second time in a year the watchdog has ruled against the channel for statements made on air about the virus. The programme, which aired from December 1, 2020, contained claims the pandemic is a planned event created by the deep state for nefarious purposes and that the vaccine is a sinister means of administering nanochips to control and harm people. Other claims included the debunked conspiracy theory linking the cause of COVID-19 to the rollout of 5G technology. Loveworld's website features a news section but appears to be selective about the vaccine report it publishes. Ofcom had previously ordered Loveworld not to repeat the programme and to broadcast a summary of its decision three times in a day. It has now ordered the further sanction of a fine after concluding the breaches were serious, repeated and reckless. The statement from Ofcom said, "Loveworld's failure to put these unsubstantiated statements into context risks serious harm to its audience. They had the potential to undermine confidence in public health measures put in place to tackle COVID-19 at a time when cases, hospital admissions and deaths were rising in the UK and when people were looking for reliable information given advances in the vaccination programme." Loveworld is a religious television channel broadcast on satellite to a UK audience from an evangelical Christian denomination with a global network of churches. And finally, Pastor Jamie had just finished the Sunday service when an elderly lady came up to him and asked, "Did you go to seminary?" Pastor Jamie replied, "Yes, madam," she said. "Did you graduate?"
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.